Good.
Good fine.
Like it.
We're ready.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Board of Works for October 25th at 5 p.m. Roll call, please.
Daniel absent. Penrod here. Crowder
here. In front of you is the minutes from last week. Is there any comments or direction?
I didn't see anything.
Nor I.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from Tuesday, October 11th, Board of Works meeting as presented.
I'll second that. All opposed, raise your left hand. How's that? All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. Curb cut request. We have three of them. And is anybody familiar with these that would want to speak on that task at 123 North Winchester Drive, showing that NITSCO is requesting?
I just looked them over and didn't see any issue with it.
Okay. I'll take a motion if you want.
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 123 North Westchester Drive in Columbia City.
I'll second that. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. The next one is on the same street, just different address, 280. This is a MediaCom request. Same thing, Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no objections on that project request.
I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 280 Westchester Drive in Columbia City.
Okay. Now, mine says north.
I'm sorry. Mine doesn't say anything. Just says Westchester Drive.
Okay.
On the actual...
On the permit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading it off the agenda. So.
Okay. Do you know what the address is, Kelly? Is it just Westchester or North Westchester? Do you know?
They didn't have it on here.
They don't have it on here.
I know. I put North. I don't know why.
Okay.
Okay.
Just call it Westchester.
Okay.
Yeah. Just call it Westchester.
Okay.
You want to amend that?
I said Westchester.
Oh, okay. Okay. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. I'm going to need some help on this with the sewer at 527 East Jackson Street. We had a sewer collapse. Cookie, is that yours?
Nope.
Kelly?
Yeah, I was off them, but I communicated with the department on the guys that were involved in it. They had to go clear out into Jackson Street, almost clear across the street to the other lane, and the main was probably eight foot deep or so, and they had old pipe that collapsed out to that. Our guys thought they may have touched the main maybe and broke it a little bit, so their guys was going to replace a section of our main while they were there, and I think they put in a 6 or 7 foot piece of pipe into our main, so...
Okay.
They got it done. We helped them out with our jet machine to help the process along. Guys were in, I think, that last Friday night till close to dark before they went home.
So that was done under emergency replacement?
Yeah.
Pre-approved?
Yep.
Do we need to do anything with the pre-approved?
Well, it was pre-approved, so we're just... verifying that, yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
And it's been fixed.
Okay. So you're good?
Yeah. They got stone back in the trench. They just need to asphalt it now at this point.
Okay.
So. I'll make a motion. We approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys at 527 East Jackson Street.
I'll second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Okay, we have an encroachment agreement, 718 South Columbia Parkway. Keith Kohut?
Yes.
Okay. Would you want to come up and introduce yourself on the mic for just to get it recorded and share with us what you would like to do?
My name is Keith Kohut. I live at 718 South Columbia Parkway, and we are attempting to get approval to have a pergola put up that attaches to the house to, I think it's approximately 17 or 18 feet out from the house, which they would drill into the patio and connect it. But the way the lot line goes, it kind of angles, I guess, from that corner of the patio to the lot line is not enough footage.
Okay.
We do have a fence there, but on the other side of the fence, I think it's maybe like 6 foot, maybe.
Okay. Can anybody confirm if there's any issues with that? Is that a utility right-of-way or just a right-of-way? Or?
There's a utility right-of-way through there. They really have no issue that it's being attached to the house. Occasionally, we need to access that right-of-way to the rear of those condos, occasionally, not very often. But, yeah, I don't think this will impede us in any way.
Okay. Any other concerns, comments? Okay. As we share with all who cross the boundary and goes into the utility right-of-way, in case of emergency, we may have to dismantle that, again, depending on what the urgency is, or notify you that, heck, we need this down so we can do something in that right-of-way. So you're comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for the pergola attached to the house at 718 South Columbia Parkway.
And I'll second that. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Thank you.
Appreciate your help.
This will go back to the Planning Commission now, and then you'll just go back over there and finish up over there.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You too. Happy building.
Thanks.
Okay. I think at the last meeting, Mike Cook, you talked about the CSO.
Yeah. What I have here is the engineer's estimate to do the CSO 19 there at the treatment plant. And I've also had the plans here, if you're interested in looking at those. We're going to be putting a new sampler in, electrical upgrades, some lighting, a drive, bank stabilization, and new cast in place concrete to support that bank and the outfall so we don't have to go through this again. Everything is came together. Their estimates at $124,300. I've talked with Rosie. I actually have that money in my account so we can pay for this in-house. And if Marcia can hear me, correct me if I'm wrong, but since this is less than $150,000, we could have it quoted and not have to go to bid, if that is correct.
That's what we passed.
Okay. So I guess what I'm asking is for the board permission to go ahead and proceed with the project and go with it, since and we can fund it in-house.
You're going to try to get it done yet this year, or?
We're hoping so.
Okay.
Here that it might go into the winter, but it won't be the first time we've poured concrete before, so.
Sure.
We should be fine.
Okay. Give you the eye.
Yep. Maybe. I will make a motion that we approve the wastewater CSO improvements to be funded in-house at less than $150,000.
No more.
No more than.
Yeah.
$150,000.
Was it 127?
Their estimate's $124,300.
Yeah.
That's the estimate. So.
Okay. second that motion. Any comments? If not, call for a vote. If you're in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. I'm going to skip Licky. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, sir.
All right, so last meeting you approved a replacement employee for the electric department, and I mentioned at that time that I was really leaning towards bringing two on instead of just one, because the last time we added an additional employee is myself, so 21 years ago. You know, we're 30% larger as far as utility size in meters themselves. Now, in gross sales, we're only up $250,000 because everything's high efficient now. Everything we go is high efficient. Plus, back 20 years ago, there was a lot more all electric homes. They really pushed gas on heat and things like that. So, you know, our total load has not grown significantly, but our customer count definitely has, and it's extended us to the point where we need to add additional staff to maintain the customer service that we're used to in the past. My linemen are growing a little older. They're accumulating more time off now. And to be honest with you, I'm looking at replacing myself and my both supervisors in the next 7 to 8 years. So it's time to start getting people prepared for that succession plan. So this round of applications, we have so many good applications that I really don't want to let one slip by if possible. So what I'm asking for tonight is just permission to move forward with an additional employee. We do have one, you know, we lost one employee. We had another one going to the military for at least a year. So we lost him for a year anyway. So we will not be an additional employee until he returns, if he returns at all. So he's over in Egypt serving his time, really likes it over there. So who knows what's going to happen with that. So yeah, that's my request that, you know, at this point we move forward with an additional employee. Okay.
And that additional employee, you're looking to start yet in this year?
Correct.
Okay.
And immediately. So we can send them to schooling with the other new employee.
Right.
It's always best when you can send them together. They travel together, they cut costs, you know, they're sharing things, you know, rides and gas and all that. So it's always more efficient if you can send two at once.
So what's the entry level position coming in?
Entry level is what we call a groundsman.
Okay.
They work, basically stand on the ground, watch the lineman learn, watch for his safety, retrieve things from the truck if need be. But it's entry level. It starts, I believe, between $18 and $24 an hour is what it starts at. And then after 6 to 8 months, they'll start with lineman training if we feel they're ready for it. So
there's a probation period as well during that 6 months?
6 month probation period, yes. Yep.
Okay.
And they also have to obtain a CDL, so that in the next year they'll have to obtain a CDL Class A for our department. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So when your other employee comes back from the service, you would still keep both of these?
Correct. So that technically we will not have an additional employee until he returns from the service.
Right.
And that's a minimum of 1 year. So this will be built into the rate structure already by the time he returns.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the mayor and I had met with our rate consultants last week and just told them that we wanted to do the additional one because I think that was the question to begin with. And so they're well aware of it.
Okay.
To figure that out.
Okay.
Martin? I'll make a motion that we approve hiring the two employees for the electric department.
I'll second that. Now, have we already hired one?
We have not. We have offered a position. I haven't gotten confirmation back, and unfortunately,
okay.
It's in-house. It's actually from the street department, which is, I mean, they hired a great employee. He just feels like,
right.
So that's going to create also a little bit of, you know,
shuffling
for Kelly as well, which is, you know, I don't really enjoy it, but
okay.
It is what it is, and we're willing to hold off as long as he needs that employee.
So, but that leaves one opening, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's for one.
Okay.
And then we
not
have
one.
In-house transfer.
Okay.
I think that's
one
your proposal.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'll second that request. Any comments? If not, a call for a vote. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Kelly.
Yeah, so Sean pretty much summed it up, I think. We're just looking to replace the guy that's transferring into that department. And, and this is our, it's getting really busy right now with leaves and the storm that came through. We had a freak snowstorm that we got limbs to pick up now that we were supposed to start leaf pickup, and now we have a guy off this few days that had some issues medically, so that's left us a little short. And so it would be nice if we could keep him around for a little while until we get somebody hired, so.
Okay. Any questions for Kelly?
And you're already in the process of hiring one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is going to be an extra one.
We're trying to replace Kevin right now that retired in, August, I think it was.
Well, I think we've learned, you've educated us over the years. You can't just hire somebody off the street and put them to work. It takes time to build that rapport and knowledge of what their job duties are. So I appreciate the, proactive approach of start earlier instead of waiting to the day before that they retire or move on. So, I'll second that motion.
Haven't motioned it yet.
Oh.
But
sorry.
I will. I'll make a motion that we hire the electric employee as requested.
No, street.
Street, I'm getting rid of it. Street employee as requested.
But he don't need no more.
Yeah, I think he doesn't need
more. I just looked up one line when I said it.
I'll second that. Any comments? If not, I'll call for a vote. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried.
Sean thought he was getting three employees.
I seen him jump.
I wouldn't talk too much about that.
Yeah. Here.
Okay. Is there anything urgent that we need to have a report from them, or we can do that for council? Do it so they can just do it one.
Well, I don't know if they want to stick around. Really.
Oh, no, yes.
Yep.
Can I do my bills first? Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion. We pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,084,859.51 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated October 25th, 2022.
So moved. I'll second that. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried.
And I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $232,189.97 plus overtime in the amount of $9,868.78 for the pay file ending October 7th, 2022.
Okay. I'll second that. All in favor, raise your right hand. Motion carried. Well, if you have business for the council, please stay. If you don't have business for council, did I forget somebody?
No, Mark does, I feel.
So yeah, Mark, can you? So let's do it that way on the honor system. If you have something you need to bring to their attention, please stay. If not, you're excused.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I call the meeting adjourned.
Wait. Did they have anything?
I just had one real quick thing. I'm working on building quotes, replacing our one building out there. I'll be getting three quotes on that, so I'll be bringing that back to the board at some time. It's something they talked about for the last several years on replacing, and with our financials the way they are, I have a project in there that on the rate study that they're doing, and it's a CSO project, and it came in about $300,000 to $350,000 lower than I had estimated. So we're hoping to be able to move forward with our building and not affect the rates, structure, or anything like that. So
great.
But I'm working on that, and I'm coming up with some numbers, and we'll
now,
go from there.
Is that a brand new one, or is that an addition add-on to the one you got?
It will be a brand new building. We'll be taking down the building that was put up in the early 70s.
Okay.
And essentially, it comes down. We'll actually be taking a new building, putting it there, and actually turning it. And we'll have four bays on it instead of just a single bay. So,
good.
But I'll hope to have some drawings and stuff like that in a later date. I just let you know where I'm working on that too. So,
I appreciate it. Yep. Okay. Anybody else have something to bring forward?
Okay. While Nicole's here, since the next Board of Works is on the 8th, which is election day, and we're closed, the mayor had said if I don't have anything that we could cancel, which I'm not going to have anything, so we're not going to have a meeting that night.
Okay.
Which would be, so the next one's going to be November 22nd.
Okay.
Nicole, you have anything that you want to bring forward? Okay. We know we got a busy weekend coming up between all of the trunk and treats and football games, and what's the other one? It was three major.
The father, or mother, son, no, dance.
Hey, Margaret, that's Friday night also, right?
The Halloween party's Friday night, yep.
Okay. So after the football game, everybody's coming.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Okay. Is that it?
I apologize for any pictures you see of me Friday night.
Oh, you just wait.
Marcia, you have anything?
Nope, I have nothing. Thanks.
All right, well, thank you. So, meeting adjourned.